Welcome, everyone, to the Tea and Mortgage Podcast with John Coleman.
Hello, everyone. John Coleman here. I've been a mortgage broker for my sins for over 20 years at this point, and really appreciate you listening and hoping you're going to get a lot of value from this.
All right, John, we have episode number one of the Tea and Mortgage Podcast. And why don't you tell people why we started this podcast in the first place?
Okay, Norm. Well, there's two reasons. One, the official reason, and two, the real reason.
Okay, let's hear number one first, huh?
Okay. Well, the real reason, no, I'm going to start with the real reason, then we'll give the official reason. The real reason is basically, you had wanted me to set up a TikTok account from a marketing point of view, okay? And you wanted me recording videos and doing all sorts of things that I didn't really want to do. And I certainly wasn't going to be dancing, okay? Now, I had got to the point where I was relatively comfortable recording a video once a month and giving good information as to what's been happening in the property and mortgage market. I enjoyed that.
Yeah.
But in truth, I spend my life talking to people. My life is about educating people on a one-to-one basis. And when you suggested a podcast where you and I would be having a conversation, well, I jumped at that idea, okay? To bring to the kind of official reason, well, it's really all is about educating. It is all about bringing good information to people. But I like bringing good information to people, but in a fun kind of way. And you and I have a great relationship. We kind of bounce off each other. So
yeah,
this is why I'm doing this instead of dancing on TikTok.
So, John, how would you summarize or recap 2022 for Ireland's property and mortgage market?
Okay, right. Well, I suppose we'll go back to the start of the year where I was still talking about COVID and wondering if we thought we were going to continue to be locked down. And that's in the end, just almost overnight here. With regard to the mortgage market, well, there was a lot of kind of changes, some good, some bad. I'll start with the bad side of things, right? Well, obviously, two of the banks left, both KBC and Ulster Bank have pulled out of Ireland, which is never good when consumer choice is reduced. And that had a lot of impact across the other banks in terms of their service became atrocious because suddenly it was very limited resources. The level of business going to these banks was so out of kilter with what they were expecting or what they were used to because of those two banks leaving. So that had a big impact. Then obviously towards the latter part of the year, based on the unfortunate war that's going on and in Ukraine, probably this was going to happen anyway, but this certainly exacerbated the situation with regard to inflation, which in effect meant that the central banks had to start increasing their interest rates. And it suddenly went from what would have been anticipated increases, kind of a softly, softly approach, whereby it might have been a quarter of a percent in one quarter, a quarter of a percent. It suddenly was going up by 0.5%, another 0.5%, another 3%. So it was literally very, very dramatic in relation to the actual rate increases.
Mm-hmm.
On the good news side of what went on in 2022 was, well, the government announced that the Help to Buy scheme was being extended for another 2 years, which is really, really good news for first-time buyers who may not be able to get up the deposit. So for new properties, there is potentially 30,000 there available for them. So that was a really, really good announcement, as was the new scheme called the First Home Scheme, which if the bank won't lend the clients enough money and this house is a new property, this First Home Scheme can make up the difference where the government actually take a bit of ownership, but you can buy that back. So it's a mortgage in another name, to be brutally honest with you. And
yeah,
you get it in about 5 years, you used to start paying it back, but you end up owning, you can own the whole property anyway. So it's of no difference to a mortgage. It's just getting additional funds in a different way. So yeah, because in real terms, while you think you own your own home, until you've paid it all back, the bank still have a stake in it, you know? So
yeah,
I see no difference in it. And I've already seen it being used by some of my clients, and it's excellent. The only what I would call is one thing I would bring to people's attention is that they make sure that when they're looking at new properties that they ask that question, because not all properties qualify, even if they're new, not all will qualify for the first time.
Oh, scheme. Interesting. So yeah, it's done on an area
by area basis, and they have an upper limit price range cap. So it depends on the area. So that's just something that people would need to check out for themselves, you know. Okay. And the service is getting a little better. That would be my final with some of the banks. The service has kind of got, because in fairness to the bank, with interest rates going up, suddenly people were wanting to move as well. So suddenly there was a whole, what I would call I try to find the right word to describe coming up. Four or five different unforeseen circumstances coming together at the same time. Is there a word for that? The perfect storm. Well, yeah. I have a feeling there's a fancier word in the back of my head, but it won't come out. but that's exactly the perfect storm of bad things happening, shall we say. The two banks leaving, so suddenly all the demand, interest rates going up, creating more demand for people to move banks. So there was you'll remember, I was telling people that were coming to me looking to move their mortgage. I was telling them this because of how slow banks were, and this was turning business away from myself, but it was the right advice to give. I was saying to clients, talk to your existing bank, put a new deal, take a new rate if you're worried about the rates, even purely because of the circumstances. And I must have turned away between 15 to 20 pieces of clients, a piece of the business side, because I wanted to give the best advice, you know.
But no, I remember that very clearly, that you were turning away business and turning away money, but doing the right things for your clients. So I'm sure.
I don't want to pretend there's a halo over my head, but I do believe in doing the right thing, you know.
So you're not Saint John the mortgage broker,
I'm not,
huh?
Saint John, no.
All right, John, now it's 2023 already. It's hard to believe it's 2023, but we're in the new year and a lot of people are thinking about their goals. And one of those is to buy a property. So what can buyers do to get ready to buy a property in 2023?
Well, happy new year to you, Norm, anyway. Good question. Already we're week one or week two, just finished into the new year. And the amount of people who are in touch with us looking to get information, the demand just isn't going anywhere. So the advice I give to all clients or potential clients is as follows. Firstly, find out where you stand in terms of getting a kind of a roadmap as to where you stand right now and what you might need to do to get the home that you want. Mm. What I mean by where you stand is, well, how much are the banks prepared to lend you in theory based on what you're earning? Then how much money are you going to need to bring to the deal yourselves? Okay. And then really, really importantly, especially at this moment in time with interest rates going up, what are your repayments likely to be given the amount of money you want to buy or borrow to buy a home? That leads on to a really, really important part. The banks will lend you money based on your incomes. Okay. But you then need to be able to show to the bank that you can meet your repayments. So that is done by the rent that you pay and the savings that you're making. So if you're paying rent with cash, stop it. Make sure there's rent going out of your bank account on a monthly basis so that the banks can see this. If you're paying rent to family members, make sure your family member name isn't on the actual actual bank statement. Just have the narration rent. Okay. Then the final piece of the jigsaw is your monthly savings. You don't need to set up a specific savings account, but every month they need to see your bank account, so your current account statement, going up by a certain amount every single month. You need to know exactly what that is. It's not just a case of some month being saving 2,000 and then the next month saving nothing. Banks don't like that. Remember, a mortgage is a consistent monthly repayment, and they want to see a consistent level of ability to repay. So that's, I suppose, to summarize, Norm, basically get a full understanding of where you stand and what the little nuances you might need to get yourself in order or in good shape before you approach the bank.
That's great. And I know one of the things that you love to do is educate buyers and first-time buyers, especially since it's such a confusing, big process. And you're willing to sit down with people well ahead of when they're ready to give them this information and guide them, correct?
our standards, what we do is we have a conversation or we get a handle as to where they're at. We produce a, as I mentioned the term earlier on, a roadmap for our clients. We will then follow that up with any questions they may have and then keep in touch with them for when we agree that they're going to be ready. So buying a house isn't a case of waking up in the morning and saying, I'm going to buy a house. You kind of need to understand where you are and then go about getting yourself ready. And we're here to help along the way.
All right, John, since we just talked about what buyers can do to get ready to purchase property in Ireland in 2023, let's talk now about some of the resources that will help home buyers be able to afford a property.
Okay, well, there's a number of different resources. The first one I advise people is always, in terms of trying to understand the area they want to live and then the price of the property in that particular area, okay? If they're looking at a secondhand property, there is a website, a government website called the Property Price Register. This okay. actually will show the prices that the properties were sold for in the recent past, like in the last 3 months. So it's a great, like, it's not a perfect guide, but it's a great tool to educate you as to the price range of properties in the area that you're actually looking for. So that's the first place I would send people to. Okay. Next would be for people who are looking at new properties, and a lot of people will be familiar with, there's the Help to Buy scheme, which is based on the tax that you will have paid in the four previous years. So that would be 22, 21, 20, and 19. And it's potentially up to 30,000. There's an upper limit on those properties of 500,000. And in the roadmap that I would send out, I would always send a link to the revenue page where you can go and check how much you qualify for. I would suggest doing that ahead of time so that you know exactly how much you qualify for, so that there's no hidden surprises, because you might think you'll qualify for the full 30, but for some reason you only qualify for 20, or the revenue are slow and they don't get back to you as quickly as you'd like. It's information you need to know. So if you're not in a hurry, just get it done. It takes no more than 10 minutes. And then the new scheme that came out last year that I think is excellent, but it's selective. It's called the First Home Scheme. Okay, this is again to make up the difference in terms of what the bank will lend and what the cost of the property is. The government actually take ownership of the property, but you will get that back. You can pay that back. You get it at a better rate. But what you would need to do there is basically check the properties that you're interested in and see that they qualify for the First Home Scheme. Next thing, the banks have changed the amount of money they will lend. They are now, we said the bank are now allowing up to 4 times income, but that's not a given, by the way. So again, need to be sure about that. And again, obviously a conversation with ourselves will put you in the picture on that front. But that they'd be the main resources that I would be bringing to clients' attention at the get-go.
Great. No, that's some definitely good things. I think it'll help a lot of property buyers. But like anything, they need to prepare, right? And they need to know the rules, regulations, the guidelines, what they qualify for. So that's another good reason.
Absolutely. There's like in theory, they'll hear this term 4 times and then just take that for granted. There's a lot of nuances involved. And it's the nuances that can kill a deal in effect. So in truth, I would, I bring those nuances to their attention, you know?
So God is in the details, not only in life, but in qualifying for a mortgage. Huh?
you got it, buddy. You got it.
So we just talked, John, about some resources for buyers and some of the changes in Ireland's mortgage and property market. How about what buyers can anticipate? Look into your crystal ball for 2023.
Okay, well... Well, my predictions for the World Cup were a little bit off. I did, if you might remember, I was saying Spain or Brazil, but don't hold that against me. As for the property prices, well, I'll go back in time a little bit. At the beginning of COVID, all the so-called experts were saying property prices were going to fall. Okay.
Yeah.
I, at that point in time, said they wouldn't fall because supply was still well out of kilter with the demand. What I actually thought would happen was the prices just would remain the same there'd be very few people buying, there'd be very few people selling. Now, I was wrong as well, but just not as wrong as the so-called experts, because the prices continue to rise. Here's my take on it. The supply and demand is still out of kilter. However, there's two things that have fundamentally changed. The interest rates are starting to go up. So that's going to have an impact on demand, right? Human behavior tends to lag the market by about 6 or 7 months. So at some point later on, that I would imagine there'll be an element of dampened demand, because suddenly people are saying, oh, okay, it's maybe renting might still be maybe not as ill affordable as getting a mortgage. That being said, central bank are now allowing banks to lend more money. So that's a shot in the arm for demand. Yeah. So if I was to kind of put my crystal ball, as you asked it, head on, I certainly don't see prices falling this year. Purely simply basic economics, supply and demand, and the supply still is nowhere near where the demand is. But I would see that demand figure kind of being dampened. So I would see prices remaining kind of static. Maybe at the start of the year, there might be, in some areas, there may be a little bit of an increase even because of the central bank rules. But I would imagine that later on in the year, when the rates are due to continue to go up, that will dampen that further. So I would imagine, if you and I are talking it again at the beginning of 2024, which I'm sure we will be, I might be proved right by saying I think prices will remain static or a small increase.
Yeah, yeah. Hopefully those predictions are better than your World Cup predictions, huh?
Hey, fair point. Okay. I was happy to be wrong there.
Yeah, it was entertaining. And I probably would have said like Morocco or Costa Rica would have won. So I don't know what I'm talking about when it comes to football.
Well, we'll put that down to from where you're from, Norm.
Exactly. But to your point, though, I think, you know, whether it's the U.S. real estate market, which I know well, of course, Ireland's property market, it's all a host of factors, right? And everyone could point to rising rates. And a lot of it is the media saying, oh my God, the sky is falling because rates are going up, or this, or, you know, home prices are too high. But there's so many factors that go into it, and supply and demand.
I'm going to cut across you for a second there, and I apologize. But yeah, you are right. There's so many factors. But ultimately, even rates going up, right? There's still a thing called the circle of life, right? And what I mean by that is people get to a certain point in their lives and they just want their own home. So, and the rates going up, it's certainly a negative factor, but the money has been was really, really cheap for the last 10 years. But prior to that, the rates that are now going to be there are no different to where they were 10 or 15 years ago. Yeah. And it didn't stop people buying houses then. So the new norm will be established, and people who are at that circle of life or that point in their lives whereby they want a home, well, they're still going to want a home, and they'll just deal with what they have to pay for it. That's my own take on it. And that's why I certainly don't see prices falling, you know, because the supply and demand is still out of kilter, you know?
No, the demand is still huge. And you're absolutely right. There's those life milestones. People get married. They want to start a family. They need a bigger home. They move. Maybe they're expatriates that move to Dublin or Ireland for a good job. Unfortunately, people get divorced and it goes in reverse and they need to sell. Or people, you know, are a little bit older and they need to sell, or they pass away and the family sells the home. So there's always going to be home sales and there's always going to be demand. And so it should be an interesting 2023. The word that I like to use is normalization, right? We've had such a wacky few years with COVID and prices going sky high and uncertainty, but I think this will be much more of a normal, calmer housing or property market.
Yeah, and I would imagine when the rates kind of level out, which I would imagine will be towards the second quarter of this year, then you get the new norm, to use it. And at that point, you kind of go, okay, well, now we know where we're at. At the moment, there is a little bit of uncertainty with the rates, but it still isn't stopping the demand. Like I said, I'm only back 2 weeks, and the amount of emails coming through with new inquiries is just off the charts.
Yeah. No, that's wonderful. So, hey, well, I'm optimistic about 2023, and I know you're going to help a lot of people one way or another achieve their goals and dreams of owning a property.
Yeah, no, well, that's something I enjoy doing. So my favorite phone call is ringing them up saying, I ask them two questions. Who's the best mortgage broker in Dublin? And then when they give me the right answer, I say, go get your keys.
Yeah, and they have to answer number one right to get number two, huh?
Absolutely. I need to get some self-praise, you know. Being my own boss, tongues, but you need to get praise, you know.
Yeah, I hear you. All right, John, so we've known each other now, what, 3-4 years or something like that?
Pre-COVID, Norm. So whenever that was, I lost track of time.
So it was late 2019 or early 2020.
And then suddenly COVID hit us. And just shy of 3 years at this point.
Almost 3 years, yeah.
Yeah.
And when we first got started, of course, as you call me, you know, your marketing assistant and helper, and you call me your brash American, right? Because we Americans are too loud and obnoxious and scream everything instead of saying it at a normal tone, even in marketing. But the funny thing is, when we got started, I created a couple graphics and a moniker for you, a nickname for you that I thought would sort of be your tagline. And you quickly called me out on it, on how embarrassing it was. So tell me about that one.
Okay. Well, yeah, we obviously from the get-go got on very, very well and we clicked. But I did give you very strict instructions, right? I don't know if you remember this. My strict instructions were, yes, I want to help with my visibility, but what I don't want is to be loud, brash, and telling the world what a great mortgage broker I was.
You don't want to be braggadocious and over the top.
That's not who I am. So you took none of that on board, right?
I completely disregarded all of that.
Absolutely. And then you decided you were going to call me the Mortgage King, right? So, and I remember you, I can't remember the exact, I remember you putting something up and I was getting phone calls from friends of mine in the business saying, what the, I was going to use some bad language there, but what the hell are you doing? Who do you think you are? The Mortgage King. So then we had words, Norman, you I think you then put a video together or put something together where I was, a disclaimer where the words were, I was very clever marketing on your behalf in fairness. I am not the Mortgage King. So, but I have one friend of mine in the business who keeps flagging me off every time he might pick up the phone and say, so, Mr. Mortgage King, how are you?
Oh, you can't live that down.
Pass on my directions, you know. So I have you to thank for that. But hey, all in good fun.
You have me to thank or to blame? I'm not sure which, but I remember even.
You know what? I came to terms with it. I made my peace. I don't take myself that seriously. So once I was able to blame someone else, right?
Yeah.
Sorry, you got the blame here, buddy. So once I was able to pass the blame and say, no, this was not me saying I'm the Mortgage King, but my American colleague who helps me with my content.
I think that was fun too. That video you did was perfect. But I remember even in the beginning, I had a graphic with, you know, the Mortgage King of Ireland, and I even superimposed a little crown over your head, which is 10 times more embarrassing.
Sorry, I'm cringing here, buddy. I am cringing. So if we could move on from that memory, it would be appreciated.
So you're not the Mortgage King. You're not St. John of Dublin. Nothing like
not
that. You're
Saint
just
John,
a normal guy.
I'm a guy who likes what he does, in effect, and tries to help people as best he can. I will claim no more than that.
There it is, brother. There it is. John, I know you were trying to live down that ridiculous mortgage thing, King moniker I set up for you, but others started to actually recognize you or even say it to you on the street, huh?
Yeah, okay. Am I really going to tell this story? Okay, I will. Well, basically, it was a Christmas. I'm going to set the scene so people can understand. It was a Christmas night. 2021, we were still in semi-lockdown mode, and I think the bar, we'd just been in watching a friend of mine sing, and we were outside. The bars had shut at 10 o'clock and we all had to go back home. So we were loitering outside, and then a friend of mine asked me to sing a song. Now I can't sing, but she put a an ear pod in one of my ears, and I started singing that song by Queen, I Don't Know If You Know It, Don't Stop Me Now. Right?
Hold on, John. I'm sorry to interrupt, but we must have a bad connection, or the international Wi-Fi just had a glitch, because I thought I heard you saying you were singing in public.
Yes, but I did tell you, I did set the scene. It was Christmas. It was it was lockdown. There was a lot of crazy thoughts. We weren't having any fun. So, yes. So now, because I can't sing and I can't dance either, but I did sort of kind of wander my way over with my friend, and we got this group going and got them singing Don't Stop Me Now. Because I think, well, if you can get other people in, the fact that you're singing will get kind of gets lost. But in the middle of it, and I hate you for this, in the middle of it, someone there said, "Hey, you're John Coleman, the Mortgage King."
And I'm going, oh no.
God, cringe, right? And I went, yeah. And he basically happened to be one of my clients. Like, obviously, I hadn't met, and he was there. He introduced John to his girlfriend. John, this is John, the Mortgage King. He got our mortgage. And I'm going, oh God, this is embarrassing. I'm on the streets dancing, singing, Don't Stop Me Now with one of my clients. Oh, fringe. And then I kind of didn't tweak it. I was kind of talking to him afterwards, and I said, because he'd already introduced me to a few, he was from South Africa, and he didn't introduce me to a few others. I said, sorry, how did you recognize me, right? Because we don't ever talk on the phone. And he goes, I've been watching your videos. I go, Norm, I'm going to kill you. Like, you, in fairness to you, and I didn't like doing it, but in the middle of COVID, when there's nothing else to do, you've got me doing these monthly mortgage reviews. And obviously, I can't pretend I'm famous, but they clearly work, which it was very surprising to me. Yeah. I haven't been singing or dancing on the street since, okay?
You're more low profile now, huh? Less bad decisions.
Absolutely.
All right, John, now on the T and Mortgages podcast, we like to tell stories from real life of people that you've helped. You've helped with the mortgage. They were on their property journey and you gave them a hand. So you have a really good story of a client for us today, huh?
Yeah, this is one that it's a story that really, I think, just I want to share, because I think it's of great value. It's not about the mortgage. It's not about how they've got themselves, got the financing. This is more about what it's all about, buying a home, okay? And when you, especially when you come to buying a secondhand home, bidding can be a very, very scary process, okay? Now, again, thanks to you, I've done some videos on how to play the game, because it is a game when you come to bidding on properties. And one of the pieces of advice I give to clients is either try to come in early or come at the end, anything in between, and you're basically potentially just bidding against yourself. And my client literally just said to me, John, I went for a viewing. We wanted the house. The asking price was X. And we asked them, is there any more viewings? It was just before Christmas. And they said, no, not till the new year. And basically the client said, we took your advice. We offered them €5,000 more than their asking price. And we said, our offer remains for one day. Client basically the next day got a call, sold. It never went anywhere else. They did not get into a bidding war at all, right? Now, could they have got it cheaper? Perhaps, but they could also have lost it. And I think my view on it would be $5,000 to secure a home over the face of 20 or 30 years is well worth it. Now, I would never gamble with people's money, because it's not my place to do that. But there are strategies and tactics that I would bring to people's attention when they come to bidding in a property. And that was just one. And he watched my videos and took exactly what I said to heart, and he got the home. So it just brought a massive smile to my face.
No, that's wonderful. And that's really good advice, because you never hear someone say, oh, I paid $5,000 too much for that home 10 years ago. I regret it. Like, if it's the home you love, if you're comfortable there, if your family is safe and happy there, then you never really think about the price after you obtain the home. So that's really good advice.
Yeah, no, you don't. And that's why I say, I kind of repeat this, you come in at the beginning and trying to make something like that happen, or you come in at the very end, amping in between, and you're potentially just being used to drive the price up.
Wow, that's great. You're so good with these tactics. We might need to get you at the poker table, huh?
It's a long time since I played poker.
It's different with your own money too, huh?
Absolutely. As I said, I would never gamble with other people's money. I'm just giving strategies, and you can have 10 people telling them the different things, you know, and I'm just one person giving my input into it, you know.
Oh, but that's great. Yeah, thank you for sharing that.
And thanks to everyone for listening. I hope you got some good value and entertainment from this. If you could share this with anyone who you feel may get some value, that would be really greatly appreciated. And I look forward to providing you with some great new information on our next chat. No.
Absolutely, John. Until episode number 2 in February, signing off for the T and Mortgage Podcast.